In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Well, we have behind me in the stained glass windows the eight days of creation. And it's kind of fun when I explain that to some people who really aren't that keyed into Catholic theology. They go, 8 days? I thought the earth was created in 7 days. And you say, yes, it was, but the new creation is the eighth day. And it is the eighth day of creation that we look forward to. And it is from this, God says through the prophet Isaiah in today's first reading, "Lo, I am about to create new heavens and a new earth. The things of the past shall not be remembered or come to mind." And this is part of what our Lord's redemption of not just the human race, but of all of creation entails, a new heaven and a new earth. So when we talk about the end of time, we're not talking about everything being destroyed and nothing existing anymore. We're talking about the earth being dissolved in fire and a new creation and a new heaven and a new earth coming about. And this new heaven and new earth is not a repudiation of what came before. It's not like the great flood where God looked out and saw all the evil and said, we're just going to wipe it out and start again. Rather, it is a healing and a perfection and a restoration and of the current order. And we see the beginnings of this new creation, the redemption of the creation, in our Lord's miracles, or as they are referred to in the book of John, as his signs. You know, this is why miracles aren't just miracles, they're signs, because they show that God is active and present and he is undoing the effects of sin in the world. And so when this man comes to him and says, my son is dying, help me. And the Lord says to him, oh, you people, you won't believe unless you have a sign. Well, I'm going to give you a sign. And the sign is his son getting well. Because illness is one of the signs and the effects of sin, of the current creation. And that will be undone by the Lord in the new creation. You know, in the new creation, there's no death or sickness or evil of any kind. And so when we see our Lord healing this young man, we, like his father and his whole household, must come to believe, because it is a sign that God is active and present and redeeming the world. Now, is it finished yet? No. It won't be finished until the Lord returns in glory at the end of time. But it has already begun, and has already begun within our souls, where the Lord is undoing the effects of sin so that we can be a new creation in him after the pattern of our Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.